You are now listening to another Whole Shot.
Good morning. Good morning, people. This is Anika P. from Camden, New Jersey, with another Whole Shot. I'm grateful to God this morning that he gave me a new way to live. I'm glad that I opened these two gifts, which are my eyes this morning. We cannot take life for granted. Hey guys, listen, I just lost my sister a month ago, and losing her has shown me how much I have been taking life for granted, and I just don't want to do that any longer. You know, I am a asset to people's lives today. You know, I love to give people inspiration and hope, and I'm so grateful that God has given me another shot. You know, I wanted to touch on self-esteem this morning. It's been ringing in my spirit for like the last week. And I think back. I always try to compare myself to myself. I try real hard not to compare myself to other people. So when I compare myself to myself today, I think about that young lady who, that broken young lady, almost 14 years ago, who lived in the projects for small children, who didn't qualify for a job that she really desired because she lacked the education and skill to do something she really wanted to do. I remember sitting at my kitchen table and looking through the Carrier Post newspaper and searching for jobs, and I only qualified for a factory job or a nursing home, you know, position. And I'm not saying anything bad about factory jobs or nursing home positions, because they both are needed. And they're pretty dominant in society today. But I knew that I had too much potential to settle for those type of jobs. And I remember just feeling really, really hopeless. I really didn't believe that I would one day have the education that I have today. And as a result of going back to school, I have acquired a new vocabulary. I have acquired new skills. I have been able to elevate in my job position today. And it's just amazing of when I can look back at who I used to be and look at where I am today. It's amazing. I remember telling myself some years ago that there's no way that I could go to college and walk across somebody's stage. And here I graduated from Rowan University with my bachelor's degree in 2021. And I'm very proud of myself about that. You know, education has enhanced my esteem. It has enhanced my confidence, my value. You will hear me talk about my value, my confidence, self-worth, you know, a lot on these episodes, because I come from a very, very low place before recovery. And let me just say, when you hear the word recovery, recovery doesn't just revolve around substance use. You can recover from anything. And I had to recover from low self-esteem. You know, I come from parenting that told me that I was ugly, I was called out of my name, You know, I didn't get a lot of hugs. Matter of fact, I didn't get any hugs from my mother. And I think what happened was nobody hugged her. So it didn't mean that she didn't love me. But as a child, like, I really needed that. And she loved me in other ways. She loved me in other ways. She cared for me. She made sure I had 3 hot meals and decent clothing and roof over my head. And all of that was love. There was something gnawing within me on a deeper level. I needed nurturing. I needed her to tell me that she loved me. I needed her to tell me how beautiful I was. And see, I was a dark-skinned kid. And back in the 80s, you know, dark skin wasn't in. It was always about the light-skinned little girls with the pretty hair and the dainty little dresses and the little socks. And I always wanted to be just like them. I never wanted to be myself because I never was comfortable in my own skin. I was never satisfied of what was given to me from my mother. You know, if my mother bought me a Barbie house, I wanted the Barbie house like the little girl across the street. What she gave me was just not sufficient enough. So there was something in me that was just not satisfied. And I'm not going to say that I wasn't satisfied with everything. But that's something that as an adult, I take a look at today. You know, what is that? You know, I should be grateful for everything that is given to me. You know, and part of that is esteem issues. You know, just not feeling enough or like I got enough. And partially is part of the disease of addiction as well. Okay, in my first episode, I broke down the different ways that the disease of addiction manifests itself spiritually, mentally, and physically. And the spiritual part is not being satisfied. And so I was challenged with that as a kid way before I picked up the drug. And that is still one of my defects today, that I can find myself dissatisfied. Now I'm grateful for a lot of things in life because God has been good. My life do not have to be where it is today. I get that and I understand that. It could be worse. You know, So now today as an adult, you know, I want to revisit that little girl and tell that little girl, hey, listen, you are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. And as easy as I can say that is as easy as I can also convince myself that that's not true. That's what God said to me. That I was fearfully and wonderfully made. But I also have these moments where I don't feel that way. And I think we all have like these highs and lows when it comes to our esteem. I'm just grateful that I'm not where I used to be with my esteem. And I had to look at, what are some of the things that you do that mimic low self-worth and low self-value? Well, in the past, I've slept with other people's men, and my attitude has been, well, she's not my friend. I will do what she won't do. And I thought that stuff was cool. I thought it was okay. It was a learned behavior because the women in my life were modeling these behaviors. So I thought that it was okay to lay with somebody else's man, somebody's husband, somebody else's boyfriend. As long as he was doing his part with me, It was okay. But what I didn't understand, or what I wasn't aware of, is that I'm compromising my morals and my values. I don't even know that I'm compromising my morals and my values. Because see, my morals say that I should always be number one. My values say is that I want to value myself enough to be his one and only. I want to be married. I value family. And so when these guys didn't respect me enough, because I didn't respect myself enough, I settled for what I could get. And my self-esteem got worse, because these men are not pouring any kind of value into my life. I am being used, and I am using them. Now, the difference today is I know better. I know better. By attending these 12-step programs and listening to other recovering members who have also walked this same journey, whether it was with sleeping with somebody else's woman, sleeping with somebody else's man, they are not doing it today. And so they have become a vision of hope for me, where now I understand that I was selling myself short the whole time, devaluing myself. And I don't have to, because now I have been introduced to a new part of me, which is beautiful. Even in my brokenness, I am beautiful. I do not have to compromise my morals and values to feel loved, to feel wanted, to feel desired, to fit in. I don't have to people please. I refuse to do so. When I compare myself to the old me, I remember just wanting to be a part of, people pleasing, saying yes when I really want to say no. Come to find out, people pleasing is a way of manipulation. It's a way of manipulation. I'll do this if you do this for me. And I'm not willing to live my life like that today. I'm not willing to go along, to get along, to be a part of, because I'm okay with me. Yes, some more work has to be done. Absolutely. However, I am not where I used to be in my esteem. And I'm excited about that. The more that my esteem is enhanced, the more that I don't have to settle for nonsense. I can create boundaries today and stand on them. My no is no today. And people, let me just say, sometimes when boundaries are needed pertaining to people who we are emotionally involved with, it can be hard to say no. And those are the times that we have to stand on our boundaries the most, because we are emotionally connected to these individuals that can possibly take advantage because they feel entitled for our yes. People, we have to learn to create boundaries and stand on them. It doesn't matter whether it's your mother, your father, your children, your friends, your significant other. Just because your no is no, it does not mean that you do not love them. You just loving yourself more in the moment. Part of improving your esteem is getting to know yourself. Learn what makes you happy. Ask yourself, what do you value in life? What do you truly desire to do? And when you're asking yourself these things, it has nothing to do with nobody else. It's not about what somebody else wants for you. I am so thankful that I can use my own mind today. Your opinion of me does not weigh a ton in my life anymore. It's about how I feel about myself. Now, I gotta say that I still have some esteem issues, because I'm not about to get on here and act like I have arrived and my esteem is to the roof. Absolutely not. It's just not where it used to be. And that's a good thing, because now what that says is progress has occurred. Life is not about perfection. It is about progress. And I see a lot of progress when it comes to my esteem. And so, you know, some more work has to be done, because the little girl is still afraid. The little girl is still insecure. The little girl still feels that she's not beautiful on some days. It doesn't matter how many people tell me that I'm beautiful or how pretty I am. It really depends on what my condition is, my spiritual condition on the inside at the moment. It really depends on what my condition is in the moment and how I feel about myself. And on some days, I gotta say, y'all, I feel like the most beautifulest woman God has created. And it comes from the inside. See, a lot of times I thought that I had to look a certain way on the outside in order for me to feel beautiful. Absolutely not. That's what society wants us to believe. The main thing for me to understand is that my inward beauty will always outweigh the outside. I remember wanting to look like her. I would stare at these pretty women and I would just ask God, why you didn't make me like that? Why did you make me dark? Why you didn't make me light skinned? Why you didn't give me pretty hair? Why are my facial features not that way? And you tell me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't believe that. And I would always convert back to what my mother said. You are ugly just like that. MF-er, who was my father, who she couldn't stand. People, we got to watch what we say to our children. Because that was a seed that was planted in me. That I was not enough. I didn't look the part. And so now as an adult, I'm going back to that little girl and say, it's okay. Yes, you are. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. And yes, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And guess what? It's just taking a process for you to wholeheartedly believe that on a deeper level. Because the seed that has been planted is so deep. Listen, people, sometimes we have these deep-rooted issues that's so deep that only God can uproot. Have you ever noticed some things you can let go easier than others? I think about that all the time. And I'm like, wow, what, you know, when it comes to forgiveness, for example, let's touch on forgiveness real quick. I noticed that some things I can forgive quicker than others. I can forgive someone stealing some money from me, but I'm having a hard time forgiving the young lady who killed my daughter. And why is that? Well, stealing from me, it really depends on, matter of fact, no, it don't depend on anything. For me, I have compassion for people, you know, and times where money has been stolen has been from a person who, I'm gonna use my mother for instance. My mother was a crack addict, so she stole from me as a child, and it broke my heart. Once I became an active addict, I also stole. I even robbed some people. Did I want to do that? No. But I had to feed my addiction. So I put myself in my mother's shoes and say she didn't want to steal from me. She had to feed her addiction. So it would be easier for me to forgive my mother. It can be easy for me to forgive my father for abandoning me because he was also an addict. And walking in his shoes and as an addict, hey, I abandoned my children. Did I mean to? Absolutely not. But the disease of addiction dominated my life. So those were the things that I could forgive. Now we go over here to the young lady who killed my daughter. That's deeper. That trauma is deeper. Because it is like my daughter was snatched like a thief of a night, like a thief in the night, senselessly. Now, here's the part. There is some compassion for this young lady today. And listen, it took me a period of time to get here. It took me a long time to acquire some compassion for this young lady. Because in the beginning, I hated her. As I did work on myself, as I continued to do the spiritual work on myself, I began to understand that if I don't get into a forgiveness place at some point in my life, that this woman will constantly and continuously rent space in my heart, in my mind, and in my spirit, and she ain't worth it. Wow, so if I don't forgive her, God, you're saying that she will continue to have power over my life? That's exactly what he's saying. Okay, so I'm not equipped enough right now, right, at this time to forgive, but I can start with compassion. Let's start with somewhere. Let's start somewhere. So how do I have compassion for someone who stabs my daughter 9 times over something so senseless? A man who didn't want neither one of y'all? Obviously, He telling you one thing and telling her another. And you make the decision to take somebody's life. Now, I work in a psychiatric hospital today. And so I get to experience different levels of illness. And I'm going somewhere with this, right? I get to experience different levels of illness. Do you think that is just by coincidence that I'm in a mental health hospital? Do you think that it's just by coincidence that I'm not a patient? Instead, I am an employee. Instead, I am a certified peer recovery specialist that facilitates groups to educate, to inspire these patients. It is not a coincidence. It has been ordained for me to do that. And so as a result of doing that, I now get to see what her mindset was probably like. It's obvious that this young lady was mentally ill. Anybody that takes somebody else's life is insane. There had to be some mental health issues going. So that's where the compassion comes in for me. It does. Just because I have compassion for someone does not mean that I justify what they did or I forgot what they did. It is not justifiable of what she did. Absolutely not. I do not condone what she did. But the forgiveness piece is for me. It is not for her. And so there has to be a process for me to even get to forgiveness. Some people can just go right into forgiveness with deep traumas. In this case, I don't have the ability to do so. So God, you have to show me through your spirit how to bite off little bits and pieces to get here. And so we start with compassion. So yes, I have compassion today for this young lady. I think about the life that she had as a child. Been, in and out of foster care, her mother not being available. We don't know what happened in foster care. Not listen, I'm not assuming anything. But we don't know. We don't know what triggered this young lady to snap. Because in the newspaper, she said she blacked out. She said she blacked out. Sound like some mental health stuff to me. So anyway, I don't want to stay there too long. I understand that forgiveness will also give me the spiritual freedom that I desire in life, which will also enhance my self-worth, my esteem, my confidence, and my value. You know, a lot of times I think things should come to me easy. I have been very upset with God about this task, because it feels like a task. How can you expect me to forgive a young lady who took my daughter's life over nothing? He said, I have equipped you to do so. And so because he has equipped me to do so, I am willing to continue to discover how far I can go with this compassion piece. And I believe in myself enough to know that eventually I will forgive her. I want to forgive her. I'm just not there today. So the hate is gone. The hate is gone, and it was a process. Nobody can tell me how to feel. Nobody can tell me when I should forgive. This is a me and God thing. But if I want spiritual freedom, I understand. I got to give something. And what I got to give? I got to give up the learned behavior of not forgiving something so senseless. But see, I learned, listen, we don't forget that kind of stuff. We take things in our own hands. Listen, I've learned a new way to live. We don't do that. We even pray for those kind of people. It took me a long time to pray for her. We pray for those people who have hurt us. You know? And so I'm loving this new woman that I'm becoming. I am no longer that woman that slept with other people's men. I'm no longer that woman who laid on her back for a few dollars. I'm no longer that woman who left her children, who leaves her children in the house alone. I'm no longer that woman who just blows her money on nonsense. I'm a productive member of society today. For the most part, my priorities are straight. Hey, y'all, hey, I even learned about credit around here. I remember being ignorant to what credit was. Ignorance comes from not knowing. I had to surround myself around people that modeled what I wanted to be, how I wanted to be, and what I wanted life to look like. And I like nice things. I grew up depending on men to do things for me, and today, I don't have to do that. I am self-sufficient. I am independent. I don't depend on anyone to do anything for Anika P. But God, I am grateful for blessings, financial blessings, gifts, because that's what they are. They are gifts. But nobody owes me anything. I am an entitled person. And I understand today, as an adult, entitlement is not a good characteristic. So that's an area that I have to continue to work on. Nobody owes you anything, Anika. See, that's the little girl in me. I'm entitled. Even in my parenting, I notice my entitlement. I'm your mom. You should do this. And it took for my teenager to say, Mom, just because you're my mom don't make it right. If we pay close attention, we will learn a lot from our children. And then automatically I become defensive because now my child is hitting that nerve. She has now hit that nerve because now she has her own voice. And who do you think you are? I'm your mom. You don't voice your voice to me. Well, that's not good. Because you should be able to hear your child out. Remember when people didn't do that to you? Come on, spirit. Come on, spirit. Talk heavy. Remember when the adults didn't want to listen to you? And so now I'm being challenged to hear my children out. And it's breaking down these walls. Because I thought that I've been in control all this time, and God is breaking me down. And he wants me to hear them. And sometimes I'm afraid. Sometimes I'm afraid to hear them because nobody heard me. But now is my opportunity to hear my children in their own trauma, in their own darkness. My children has also been through a lot. And I do my best as a parent to model something positive in their life. They saw their mother down, and they got the opportunity to see their mother rise up by God's grace and his mercy. However, I will never allow my children's entitlement or my children's unforgiveness toward me to hold me hostage for my past. My esteem, my confidence, my value, my self-worth says no, not today. I will stand for something, not fall for anything. Listen, if I gotta walk away momentarily until they get it right, that's what will happen. I even have to teach my children how to treat me. Listen, I teach people how to treat me today. I demand respect, especially if I give it. I will not tolerate anyone talking at me. I am approachable. You can talk to me. Another area that I have to work on is my listening skills. Come to find out, listening skills is an art. Some people just don't have it, and I'm one of them. I have to practice listening. Because I'm always quick to rebuttal or overtalk, and that comes from somewhere. Why are you so quick to say something? Part of that is a learned behavior. My mother was the same way. You couldn't get a word in. But today, as an adult, I cannot justify that. You are an adult today, and you got to work on that. Because you're aware now. Once you know, you can't go back to knowing. You can't go back not to knowing, correct? Correct. Correct. So I'm working on that. I'm listening more. Sometimes I gotta tell myself, shut it up. Open that mind of yours, that beautiful mind of yours. Open it up. Listen. Your way of thinking is not the only way of thinking, Anika. Nobody owes you anything, Anika. You know, I love discovering me. I embrace it all. You know, I embrace the beautiful parts of me, the ugly parts. And listen, I'm not even talking about physical. I'm talking about that inward ugly that a lot of people don't pay attention to. But see, I can't change the outside world. I can only change me. I can only change me. So pay attention to your own ugly, Anika. And if you were ugly yesterday, do your best not to be ugly today. Was there somebody you walked past yesterday and didn't speak to? Speak to them today. Speak to them today. Did you see somebody that needed some help and you just walked right by? Help them today. Did your spirit tell you to give your kid a hug today? And because of your fear, you walked past the bedroom? Give him or her a hug today. Tell them you love them. Did you not look at yourself in the mirror yesterday and tell yourself that you love yourself? Do it today. Did you tell that married man yes when you really wanted to say no? Tell his behind no today. Or her no today. Did you spend some unnecessary money that you know you really didn't have? Don't spend no more today. With each new day, we get to do something different through God's grace and His mercy. Whatever I didn't do yesterday, I have an opportunity to do today. Currently, I have a grieving heart. Again, I just lost my kid sister in a tragic car accident a month ago. And today we are laying my mother's brother, my uncle, John Pitts, to rest today. And so my heart is heavy. And as a self-care tool, I am deciding not to attend my uncle's service this morning. I have made peace while he was still alive and his eyes were still open, and I grabbed his hand and I prayed with him and his daughter, and that was my peace. I have to take care of myself. That means my mental health, my spiritual health, and my physical health. I just buried my sister a month ago. I do not have the ability to walk into another funeral. Not today. I love my uncle, I love my relatives, but I love me more today. I don't have to do what everybody else is doing. I do not have to live up to other people's expectations of me. If you think that living up to other people's expectation is going to do you fine, you are sadly mistaken. You will continue to lose you. And if anyone thinks that I am going to live up to their expectations, they are sadly mistaken. I will fail you. I am not God. Do not put me where I am not. I have a choice today to say no. I am unavailable. I am not in position. Not at this time. We can talk later. And that displays self-love and self-care for me. And I felt some kind of way this morning when I woke up. I said, wow, these are the times that I would be with my relatives right now. But I made a big girl decision. And I decided not to attend services. And that's okay. I've made peace already. I don't have to continuously torment myself in seeing, observing my uncle, who has been a part of my life for 47 years, in that state or that condition, knowing that it's going to weigh my mental health down. So I'm making a choice, a healthy choice, to refrain from that today. And I am sure that God is pleased with me, with making some big girl decisions today. I am pleased with me. For so long, I have sought validation from others. Validation is seeking approval, concerning myself with other people's opinions. I don't have to live that way today. How do I feel? How do I approve it? Does God approve it? And I'm not going to say that I don't, that I got this validation thing, not seeking validation thing in the bag, because I don't. It takes practice, because on some days I do seek validation. I think we all do at certain times, depending on the situation. And one thing that I have learned that has helped me to heal and recover is being honest with myself, even when it looks ugly or it feels ugly. Yes, I need to visit those ugly places. Yes, validation is ugly to me. That means I'm so, you know, there's some low self esteem going on, or some low self worth that I can't even stand on my own belief. So now I'm looking for your approval. And at times I go through that, just not as much. What did we talk about early in the episode? Progress, not perfection. So when I say not as much, that means some progress has happened, has occurred. So I'm thankful. I don't seek validation as much. Because that little girl is still there. She's still there. You know, she wants that approval from her mother. She wants that approval from her father. She desires that approval from the adults. And today, I recognize that the only approval that really matters is the God of my understanding. And so I want to continue to discover who I am on a deeper level. I have asked God to remove anything that is not of Him in my life. That includes desires of unhealthy eating, relationships, financial unmanageability, my defiance, my refusal to do God's will in the moment. God meets me right where I am. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I will continue to say that until I believe that daily. It is a process. It is a process for me to embrace that. Because on some occasions, I still pick myself apart. Because that broken little girl still has some unaddressed issues. There were times that I have been sexually assaulted, hit on and beat on by men. Sold myself short just to be loved and cared for and nurtured. Being verbally abused. Being traumatized by the loss of my child. And knowing that I have experienced all of that and I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Amazingly, amazingly, I admire my own resilience that only God could have given me. Only God could have given me this kind of strength to endure all that I have endured. And what is yet to come? And what is yet to come? Some things come to character build. I don't want to hear that in a moment. This stuff hurts. It's uncomfortable. But my spirit reminds me, character building is necessary. I practice integrity today. What is integrity? Thanks for asking. It is doing the right thing for the right reason. I am practicing compassion today for myself and for others. Well, how am I practicing compassion for myself today? letting myself off the hook for things that I was not aware of. For a long time, I did not forgive myself for not being the mother that my children needed me to be. Guess what? I was the best mother I knew how to be at that time. I failed my children when they were younger because I failed myself. How did I fail myself? Because other people failed me. And I did not know how to handle it. So I have compassion for myself today. I forgive me today. And I'm really hoping that that forgiveness sticks, because sometimes I can say, you know, I forgive myself and take that stuff back, and I'm in a low place again. You know, when it comes to the harm that I've caused others, including myself in the past. But I got some tools today that help, you know, makes that process easier. Mika, look at what you were not aware of at that time. That's how you forgive yourself. You didn't know nothing about disease of addiction. You wasn't educated then. You're educated today. See, I have to self-talk myself a lot. I have to self-talk myself. And so, again, I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I'm not who I used to be. Again, it's about progress and perfection. And whatever you didn't do yesterday, let's do it today. And so that ends our episode of Another Shot with Anika P. I'm glad you tuned in. And let's have an amazing day on purpose. Thanks for listening. Hello? Hello? Feeling